The other thing, I did get some cognitive problems.
What happened there?
Well, I just noticed I wasn't as fast. And, like, I used to do the New York Times crossword puzzle like that. And, you know, my husband would tease me about getting Alzheimer's or having chemo brain.
Did you have a hard time remembering things?
Yeah, I didn't remember things. I mean, some things I normally would have remembered, it's like I never even heard of them before. And I didn't make any serious mistakes during that time, but it definitely affected my short-term memory.
Did it come back?
Well, I know that the studies say it's supposed to all reverse in a year, but I don't feel like mine has gone all the way back. I mean, I don't think I'm as sharp as I was before chemo, but I'm functioning very well. So.
Are you back kind of on the same kind of schedule that you had before this all started?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
Well, I get up at 6. I'm rounding in the hospital by 7. I'm seeing patients in the office by 8:30. I do take a break for lunch, and then I usually finish up in the office by 5:30 and finish up in the hospital by 6:30, and I'm home by 7. And I'm on call every fourth weekend, and, you know, it's a typical doctor's schedule.
What's it been like within your family going through all this?
Well, my husband was very supportive, and my daughters at first were frightened that I was going to die, and when I reassured them that I wasn't going to die anytime soon, they were better with it. And, you know, they're teenagers, but they tried to take care of me, and they were just wonderful. I have 3 sisters, and so, you know, I paid out of my pocket to get the BRCA test for their sake and my daughter's sake, and that was negative, so everyone was grateful about that. And friends came out of nowhere. People I thought I didn't know cared about me just would come by and bring things, and, you know, I was perfectly capable of driving myself to chemo, but they wouldn't let me. My patients sent flowers and cards. I had one lady that called to check on me like every week. The patients were incredible, and I really did not lose a lot of my patient base. I thought that I would, but I didn't. And then my girlfriends took me to Paris for a week after chemo to celebrate, so that was awful nice of them, and it gave me something to look forward to, and so I found support that I never knew I had.